for All podcast. It is week 12 of 2024, Saturday the 23rd March. You're very welcome, guys. Hope you had a great week. So today I want to talk to you about the AI training data marketplace, which I believe is going to emerge in the coming years. A good data model is supposed to represent something in the real world. However, many data models are based on data exclusively from the internet. Just imagine the downstream consequences of that. For example, a data model based upon social media user-generated content will be full of the following. 1. Bias. 2. Mistruths and half-truths. 3. Opinions. Many of them can be dangerous. And 4. Invalid data with no sources, no peer review, etc. If a data model is built off bad data, and then that data is used to train an AI, that AI will contain the same bias, half-truths, and dangerous opinions, etc., as we discussed before. Getting clean data to drive good decisions, be they human or AI, is becoming increasingly difficult. Historically, we are at an all-time high for data. We are swamped in data, but the signal-to-noise ratio is extremely low. The garbage-in, garbage-out problem has never been greater, and thanks to AI, the downstream consequences have never been higher. However, on the upside, the business opportunity here is great. A marketplace for high-quality training data models for AI is about to emerge, and it will be extremely lucrative. Ironically, a return to offline data, such as peer-reviewed papers and books, may be the solution. In many ways, what I'm advocating for here, guys, is high-quality data and not necessarily high volume. We want our AI to be smart. So, such legacy silos of data will become the new gold rush. In such a marketplace, the quality of an AI will be judged by the quality of its training data and the source of that data. And I think this is the correct approach for all of us. After all, we want super smart AI. We want AI that's more intelligent than we are. And we can't hope to achieve that if we're just pumping in garbage data. It really is garbage in, garbage out, and that fundamental truth hasn't changed. And we already see some companies selling their silos of private data, and I think that's going to increase. I think we're going to start to see marketplaces emerge, we're going to see brokerages, and we're going to see people who are sitting on a lot of data. In reality, they're going to be sitting on a lot of money. And whether we like it or not, we, as users of the internet, are going to have our data sold. So apart from thinking about AI training data sources, what else have I been doing this week? I have continued to work on the internet search indexer that I'm building for the Alpha framework. That's something that I'm going to use on my Grepper project, grepper.org, which is my new web search engine that I'm building. The progress on that has been very good so far, and I'm looking forward to getting the first iteration of that ready within the next couple of weeks. I want to switch it on, and I want to start testing it in production. Apart from that, in terms of media that I'm enjoying this week, I've started to read again Diaspora by Greg Egan. I dropped off reading that book about halfway through. It didn't really engage me, to be frank. I normally like Greg's work, but for some reason, Diaspora left me feeling cold. But I'm determined to finish it. It has a high reputation, so I've decided I'm going to go back and actually see it through this time. It's a short book, but it's dense. But I think my main challenge with it so far is I'm just not empathizing with any of the characters in the book at all. I kind of don't care what happens to any of them, which is unfortunate. It's hard to get engaged when you just don't care about the characters in the book. And that's where I'm at right now. But hopefully by the time I finish it, I will have a different opinion. Okay, I will leave it there, guys. I will talk to you next week. I hope you do something nice for the remainder of your weekend, and I wish you a good week next week. I'll talk to you then. Take care. Bye-bye.